All right, joining us on 93 WIBC is Lynn Shaw. Lynn is an assistant professor of social work at the University of Indianapolis and is also a laughter wellness specialist. And, you know, obviously, Lynn, I know you've spoken about this a lot recently on Facebook and other platforms you've been on, but, you know, during this time of this coronavirus pandemic, we all could use a little laugh sometimes. And I know you've said you are certified in laughter clubs and laughter yoga. How does one get certified in those areas?
There are actually two international organizations that promote laughter for health, happiness, and peace. And those organizations are the World Laughter Tour, which is based in the United States, and International Laughter Yoga, which originated in India and is now throughout the world, including the United States. And I decided to get involved with both organizations. So both of these agencies, what they do is train people in the science and the application of laughing for no reason and not looking, waiting for, you know, a lot of times with humor, we often have to wait for the joke or the story or the punchline. But laughing for no reason means just accessing the gift you already have. And there's actually training to an ongoing education and being exposed to the research behind the science behind the wellness applications.
So for those who maybe don't know, what makes laughter a great therapy for them?
Well, for one thing, it's free. We already have our giggles and embedded within us, and so we can access it. But there are some amazing benefits for our mental health, especially during these times, as well as our physical well-being. And if we're willing to move towards the laughter and to move towards that which can help us feel better, laughter can be an adjunct to ongoing other therapeutic interventions. And for those who just love to laugh, it's a great way to stimulate and simulate laughter for your own benefits and for your wellness.
What I've never heard of laughter yoga until now. What goes into laughter yoga?
Well, laughter yoga and laughter clubs both have the same and very similar format, where we start off with rhythmic clapping and we add laughing words, and it starts off like ho, ho, ha, 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 which is actually a yogic breath. And that's where the yoga piece comes into this. And then we do very silly laughing exercises that on the surface look silly, but the actual benefit to the mind, body, and spirit is ongoing. So it's a organized and structured format for people to join in and follow along and do some relaxation breathing exercises, some stretches, some laughing exercises, and then closing with affirmations. So the whole process is around 25 minutes. It's like a low-impact aerobic activity.
What if you get someone who says, I'm not in great physical shape? I think the great thing about this is you don't necessarily need to be in that. You can kind of use laughter as a therapy anyway, because I think when people hear the word yoga, that's immediately what they think of.
Oh, that's a great point. Absolutely. I have led, and myself, I will do seated laughter yoga sessions. And so it's great. It applies to all ages. It can apply to other conditions. I have led groups over the years where people had cerebral palsy. I had people who had some Parkinson's, and I spoke to a group, and they could whatever people can do, they do. And if they can't do the exact thing you're doing, like if I'm up walking around or, you know, hopping in place or whatever, they in your chair, you can still move. So if you have upper body movement, you can still do the clapping. And if you don't, you can smile, you can still move along. So it's definitely an activity that you don't have to wait for your body to get in shape. You just start laughing.
Be joined by Lynn Shaw, an assistant professor of social work at the University of Indianapolis and a laughter wellness specialist. Are there any other coping techniques that you think go along with laughing that can maybe help people during this difficult time?
Absolutely. And I employ them myself. For example, right before we started talking, I opened up my blinds and made sure I could look outside and see the sunshine. I was, every day I have a stress ball in front of me that has the words on it, be quiet, be calm, be kind, or focus, listen, and breathe. The words that we say to ourselves are important. The words we say to others are important. And right now where we're typically, if you're someone who's involved with social connectedness, which is a very important stress reliever, now we're in social distancing. And so just those words alone creates this impact of how am I going to cope? And so how we speak to ourselves and how we let the laughter come out of us and looking for ways to laugh so that you can blend and kind of match up the positivity with an action behind it.
Our guest right now, Lynn Shaw, assistant professor of social work at the University of Indianapolis and also a laughter wellness specialist. Looking at your workshops, when do you typically do workshops or things like that?
Well, because I'm a full-time faculty member right now, most of my work lately has been on campus. And so now I've gone virtual and like once a week I'm offering a platform through the Facebook Live for people just to play the video. I think that there are, and besides myself, there are people throughout the world who are posting on other platforms like YouTube and Facebook in order to do some laughter sessions live, as well as to go back and look at their recording. So all anyone has to do if they have access to a browser on the internet is to access laughter therapy, laughter yoga, laughter clubs, and all kinds of resources will pop up. For myself, I do presentations and work with staff, and but also do a lot of work with the students too.
If you're somebody that has to, you know, let's say you still have, you know, whether you have a job or you don't and you're sitting in your chair, what are just some great exercises that you can just do even if you're sitting in your chair and you can't necessarily get up and walk around or exercise?
The ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. It's amazing what that does. So if you just clapped right now and just did one, two, three clapping and then you added ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Yes, that activity right there creates the simulated laughing so that you can benefit and just get the energy up. I've had people just say, you know what, that's all I remember to do, and I just do it. Another thing to do is to draw to the laughter. Are there people that you're either housebound with or on a video conferencing call that you can laugh together with and just start laughing? It doesn't have to be a prompt. It can just be a chuckle. One fun activity to do is just do lots of graduated laughter, meaning start off kind of low and then gradually move it up and then move it all the way to an escalated of I don't want to blow your ear, so I'm not going to do full force, but it's like just starting with that chuckle and then move it into a guffaw and just feel the energy move up and down the body as you are doing this. When you blend clapping, it's amazing what that does because it's, again, activating different parts of the brain, activating different parts of your body. So if you're just seated there, you can just say, tee-hee, And I know that it sounds silly, but there is a wonderful group of science behind this that helps us connect to the physiological response that's going on. And also, if you don't feel like laughing, then smile. And it doesn't have to be a fake smile, but it can be. Smile to yourself. For example, one of my favorite exercises to do when I'm driving to work is I'll smile 5 times in 5 seconds. It's like a game. I'll just go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and there's a smiling going up. Because the lift of those muscles right through your smile line is the same lift that we do when we're laughing. And when we do that, then there is a physiological response in the brain that's going to start releasing the hormones that we need when we're under a stressful time.
Do you know if there's any science behind how people can just start laughing for no reason at all? Like my brother and I did that the other day for just no reason, and we don't know why it even happened. Do you know how, is there any science behind that? Or I figured you'd be the perfect person to ask.
There was a connection. Connectivity is a big piece of laughter therapy. And that connection with self can happen, but then that connection with each other. And the connectivity, that social connectedness that I referenced earlier, has been studied as one of the effective ways to cope with stress. So, and also what happens is that when we are in situations beyond our control. For some people, laughter is just a natural way for the body to just release tension. So when I say laugh for no reason, it's being intentional about that. So when you had that laughter moment, And that was a seizing moment. There is science behind that from that connectedness piece that has been studied as well.
If people want to
think about...
Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, think about when sometimes you're in a group of people and you don't even know them. But someone will smile or someone will just start to giggle, like because whatever internal dialogue they're having, they start giggling. Notice how infectious that is. The infectious and contagiousness of smiling and laughing is a natural piece of being human.
Yes,
we see it all the time when we see babies come. You know, someone brings a baby in, and maybe the room was tense prior to that little baby coming in. But everyone sees an infant, and all of a sudden, boom, there's this instant connection to new life, to the wonderment of a baby.
It's very true. If there's any way people can find out more about your work, how do they do that?
That's a great question. I do have a LinkedIn page, so they can look for Lynn Shaw. And I also have made the video on Facebook public. So if people want to look for Lynn Shaw and laugh along with the video.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would just encourage people right now to take this pandemic episodes and anything else going this. Unfortunately, there's other things going on in people's lives that can be manifested and seem so overwhelming. And I just want to encourage each of us to remember our humanness. We are human. To reach out for support, to be one of those people other people can reach out to for support, and to keep laughing every day, even if it's for a few seconds, just to keep that body and mind intact. Moving forward, I just talked to a friend this morning, and my first question is, how is your mental health? He has 4 children at home. They're e-learning. How's your mental health? And, you know, just having those conversations and asking about it, and we ended up laughing throughout the phone call.
That's awesome. Lynn Shaw, Assistant Professor of Social Work at the University of Indianapolis. Check her work out on Facebook and LinkedIn. Lynn, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Have a good laugh, and have a great day, too.
Thanks, John.